Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental program on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
The inaugural Green Shoots Film Festival takes place in Tramore this Saturday, August the 26th. It's all happening at the Tramore Garden Centre on Church Road. It kicks off at 2 o'clock and will run until 10 p.m. And the woman behind it is Siobhan Cleary.
I'm actually an independent filmmaker and director, and I produce documentaries mainly. We also came together with some other filmmakers who are producing some amazing feature documentaries and dramas. So that's how the Green Shoots Film Festival was programmed, was with together with filmmakers and also with people locally in Tramore who are very passionate and concerned about biodiversity and climate change, and of course currently the rising sea temperatures in Tramore, which as we know are going to affect long-term marine life as well as, you know, the coastal erosion. So it's a group of people who are very much in touch, you know, with what's happening nature-wise in our own communities.
For a first-time festival, the organisers have managed to pack a feast in for the day, from panel discussions to screenings to films. Siobhan once again.
We have some fantastic documentaries, a feature documentary called The Great Green Wall, which is the story of the current project, really an amazing, ambitious project to plant 8,000 kilometres of trees across the continent of Africa, restoring lands and giving life back to millions of people in that continent.
My home is embattled by desertification and drought, migration and conflict. Restoring the land is a matter of survival. It's up to us to create an African dream.
We're talking about revitalizing the ecosystem, the economy of communities and villages. The future generation will hold us accountable.
And it's produced by an amazing documentary producer, the executive who's going to be there at the festival, Don Mullen, who is a very committed, interesting human rights activist in his own right. So he will be there at the festival to present it, and also there'll be a questions and answers with him in the audience. So that's really worth coming for, just that, even that documentary and that question and answer from a unique filmmaker.
People of a certain generation will recognise the name Don Mullen, of course, for his seminal work in the North and on Bloody Sunday.
Yes.
So you have another film as well, the story of Mary Reynolds.
Yeah, Mary Reynolds, a beautiful film.
Lovely.
It's a romantic drama. It's a feature film. It's very uplifting and inspiring, a story of Mary Reynolds, of course, the youngest and Irish woman to win, for the youngest woman ever to win the Chelsea Flower Show. But it's more than her win of the Chelsea Flower Show. It's also Mary Reynolds was and is a forerunner in the creation of beautiful, rewilding the land. Today she's recognised as one of the top 10 in the world.
I believe that man is nature. Nature man. One and the same. Thank you for my gold medal for garden design at the Chelsea Flower Show.
I'd like to apply for the competition.
You sound extremely young. Chelsea is for seasoned professionals.
There is no such thing as original sin.
Nice.
There is only...
I've been accepted to compete at the Chelsea Flower Show.
2,000 applicants, and you made the cut.
Do you have any idea how difficult it is to get this much funding to build a garden?
And how much do you need?
£250,000.
Who's going to donate to the likes of me?
This is an opportunity to change how people think.
The reality is you cannot create a wild nature garden at Chelsea in 3 weeks.
I've come to ask for your help. You see, gardens these days have nothing to do with the feeling that wild places give us.
There's also another documentary that's really quite powerful, which is about the Rights of Nature movement in Ireland. It's the voices of a grassroots movement who actually have called for the rights of nature to be enshrined in the Irish Constitution. And they're an incredible network of people. And this documentary are their voices. It talks about the work that they're doing to cherish, protect and care for, you know, nature within their communities.
And I know also that you have some of your own work in the festival as well.
Yeah, I will be screening a short documentary. It's called We Can. And it's an interview with an amazing woman who is the executive director of We Can, which is an international network of eco-feminists who have a very unique and powerful vision for a caring economy and a future, a sustainable future for us and for the planet.
And Siobhan also spoke to me about the impact she hopes the day will have.
I think I want people to take away from it the fact that they as an individual can make a difference and that our future is now. You know, that the decisions that we make today and how we live today, both as individuals and as communities, will actually make a difference, a huge difference to the future of our country and this planet. I think what I want people to take away is how important it is for us to protect, cherish and understand that we can restore and regenerate nature and protect and cherish our land here in Ireland. We are all interconnected. We are in a global situation, but we have the opportunity here and now in Ireland to have a climate-proof future.
And you can attend the Green Shoots Festival for the entire day if you like, or you can just go along to one of the many screenings or panel discussions. The tickets cost €10 and you'll find everything you need to know on the Green Shoots website and on Eventbrite. That's it for this week. Talk to you next Wednesday.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mban with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.